Now, Uri, I've got to call it. Penny in St. Albans, who would like to speak with you, if that's okay with you. Penny, thanks very much for coming on Talk Radio. When Uri was doing the experiment with myself and John in the studio, what happened for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to do it with a spoon here, and I have to admit, I wasn't sure if he wanted us to have teaspoons, dessert spoons. I got one of both to be on the safe side. Okay. And as I was shouting, bend at my spoon, mm-hmm. I have to admit, the spoon didn't bend, mm-hmm. but I could suddenly hear a bell ringing somewhere, completely genuine. I was looking out the window, a bell, like a bicycle bell or something, that sort of noise. And I was looking out the window, trying to see if there was anything there, but this noise was somehow coming from where the spoon was.
Really?
The spoons weren't touching, yeah.
So you heard something, and have you got where you were, if you were in the kitchen, whatever, you've got anything that rings?
No, nothing like that. It sounded just like a bicycle bell, but I was looking out the window, there was no bicycles outside, nothing on the road, and but it seemed to be almost coming from where the spoons were, but the spoons weren't touching or anything like that, so it can't have been vibration of the spoons or anything.
Penny.
But yeah, I was looking for a bicycle bell.
So. Stay right there, Penny. Uri, what do you think of that?
I've heard it many, many, many times. Bells, interesting high-pitched sounds. Again, I have no explanation, definitely no scientific explanation to this, but I've heard it many, many, many times before. I've heard weirder things than that.